我们仍然打开约翰福音第十章。
Continue to turn to John chapter 10.
我们再从第七节读到十五节。
We'll read from verse 7 to verse 15.
约翰福音第十章第七节。我读一节，请 MU 弟兄用英文读一节。
We'll read from John chapter 10 verse 7. We'll read in Chinese and then English, verse by verse.
约翰福音第十章第七节，所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
John 10:7. Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep.
凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。
All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them.
我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救。并且出入的草池。
I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。若是雇工，不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来，就撇下羊逃走。狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The high hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees a wolf coming,He abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it.
雇工逃走，因他是雇工，并不顾念羊。
The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me.
正如父认识我我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
我们再看几节的圣经。
We'll read a few other verses.
我们看第三章。
We'll read from chapter 3.
第三章第三十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 35.
父爱子，已将万有交在他手里。
The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands.
信子的人有永生。不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
我们再看第五章。
Let's continue to read chapter 5.
一样的约翰福音第五章十七节。
John chapter 5 verse 17.
和十八节
and 18。
耶稣就对他们说：“我父做事直到如今，我也做事。”
Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working."
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但坏了安息律，并且称神为他的父。将自己和神当作平等。
For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him, Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
因为今天是父亲节，是特别我就念几节的主耶稣父与子的关系。
Because today is Father's Day, so I want to read a few passages concerning our Lord Jesus, his relationship with his Father, our God.
因为他们有人问说父亲节有没有什么特别的节目。
And because people ask, do we have anything special for the Father's Day?
我想同工会没有安排特别的节目。
But I think the staff have not assigned any special meeting for this.
但是我为了今天还是父亲节，大家来想想父亲。
For the sake of Father's Day, that we need to meditate on the fathers a little bit today.
我想最好的信息就是主耶稣与父神的关系。
I think the best message will be the relationship between our Lord Jesus and His Father.
所以我特别读这几段的圣经。
So I want to read these few verses to you.
等一下跟信息也有一点关系。
And there's some relationship to my message also.
所以我们再回到约翰福音第十章。
So let's go back to John chapter 10.
我们看29节。
We can look at verse
29. 29节跟30节。
And verse 30.
29节, 我父将把羊赐给我, 他比万有多大, 谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
Verse 29, My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
30节, 我与父原为一。
Verse 30, I and the Father are one.
圣经我们就读到这里。
And that will conclude our passage reading.
我们再回到约翰福音第十章。
And then we turn to the John chapter 10 here.
我想我就是愿意在这一个月的里面就看约翰福音第十章第一节到十八节。
And I want to use this month so we can meditate on John 10 from verse 1 to verse 18.
那这一段的圣经乃是告诉我们说，我们的主耶稣乃是我们的好牧人。
This passage tells that our Lord Jesus is our good shepherd.
约翰写这一章圣经的时候，乃是把耶稣自己所说的话说出来。
When John was recording on this book, he recorded what our Lord Jesus has said.
我们刚刚唱听我牧人的声音。And
earlier we sang this song, it's the listen, 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 the voice of our shepherd.
我们不知道到底这个牧人是谁。We
don't know who this shepherd is.
其实这首诗歌就告诉我们说，这个牧人就是我们所相信的主耶稣。The
song had told us that the shepherd is the one, the Lord Jesus, that we believe in.
约翰福音第十章在这里也是告诉我们说，这里有一个好牧人。And
the book of John tells us here, there is a good shepherd here.
写一个好牧人为羊舍命。And
the good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep.
写一个好牧人，也就是我们所相信的主耶稣。And
this good shepherd is the Lord Jesus we believe in.
但是主耶稣就是用一般的当时的生活的事情。 来把他自己告诉我们，他是我们的好牧人。Lord
Jesus was using a very normal daily activity to tell us that He is the Good Shepherd.
在当时有两种的牧羊的方式。There
are two methods to shepherd the sheep at that time.
我们前一个主日已经讲过第一节到第六节。In
the last Sunday, we have talked about from verse 1 to verse 6.
这是羊圈的比喻。It's
the parable about the fold.
但是门徒听得不明白。But
then the disciples, they did not understand.
所以耶稣就继续地告诉这许多犹太人和他的门徒。So
Jesus continued to speak to the disciples and the Jews.
他就是告诉他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
And he said that, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep.
他又再一次的说到，他说在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。
He said that all those who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them.
以后第九节就告诉我们说，耶稣说，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
And then he continued to say, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture.
以后继续他说下去说，盗贼和这一个牧人的分别。
And then he continued to talk about the difference between the robbers and the shepherd.
他说，盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得着更丰盛。
He said the thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
以后他就继续说到，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Then he continued to say, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
他就给护工来比较。
And then he compared himself to the hired hand.
他说护工看见狼来了就逃跑了。
So the hired hand will run away when they see the wolf coming.
因为羊不是他们的。
Because the sheep does not belong to them.
但是主耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人要为羊舍命。
But our Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd will die, lay down his life for the sheep.
到了十四节他又说，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
Then verse 14 said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me.
他说，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样。
Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father.
现在再一次的我们看到父子的关系。
Now we see the relationship between the Father and the Son.
耶稣说，我认识父，父也认识我。
Jesus said, I know my Father and my Father knows me.
所以我们的主耶稣怎么认识我们？
So how did our Lord Jesus know us?
我们怎么样的认识主耶稣？
How we know our Lord Jesus?
一样的，正如父认识子，子认识父一样的。
It will be similar to the son knows the father and the father knows the son.
我们与主的关系，
the relationship we have with our Lord.
同样的与神的关系。
And similarly, it will be the relationship with God.
这是主耶稣告诉我们的信息。
And this is the message our Lord Jesus had given us.
但是今天我们就注重到耶稣说一句话说，我是好牧人。
But today we'll focus on our Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
这一个耶稣说我是好牧人，我们要想到三件的事情。
About a good shepherd, we need to remember three things.
第一件事情，耶稣说我就是羊的门。
The first thing is, I'm the gate of the sheep.
我就是门。
I am the gate.
他必定要成了羊的门，才能够成为好牧人。
He must become the gate of the sheep before he can be a good shepherd.
第二个，主耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And secondly, he said, I am the good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep.
是一个好牧人，他一定要为羊舍命。
So a good shepherd must lay down his life for the sheep.
第三点，他是好牧人，因为他认识他的羊。
The third point is, because of he is a good shepherd, he will know his sheep.
我想一个牧羊的人也是一样的。
I think it's the same for a shepherd.
所以有人反对说这个牧师的称呼不好听。
So some people do not like the name of a pastor.
因为这个牧师常常做不好的事情。
Because the pastor do a lot of things that he does not want to do.
他讲得很好，但是做不出来。
He can talk about it, but then he cannot walk it.
所以有的教会就说不要用牧师，用弟兄好了。
So some church would say, let's not have pastor, just call everybody brothers.
弟兄姊妹，弟兄也有好的，也有不好的。
But brothers and sisters, they are good brother and bad brothers too.
那我们又说那个这个基督徒有的名字很好听，但基督徒也有不好的。
And Christians sound like it's a good name, but there are some Christians who are not as good.
那干脆我们就不要做基督徒了。
Or maybe we shouldn't call ourselves Christians anymore.
所以这就是名称上的问题。
And this is the problem with calling by name.
其实这个基督徒是一个非常好的名词。
Actually, Christian is a good name.
基督徒的意思就是跟随主耶稣，跟随基督。
The meaning of it is to follow Christ.
这些就跟随主耶稣的人是叫做基督徒。
All these people who follow Christ will be called Christians.
这些就真正受洗归入主耶稣基督的人，与他同死、同埋葬、同复活，这是基督徒。
Those who are baptized into with his death and with his resurrection, they are to follow Christ.
基督徒就是做门徒的意思。
Because Christian means we are the disciples.
愿意跟主耶稣来学习。
To learn from our Lord Jesus.
愿意听从主耶稣的话。
To listen to his words.
愿意认识主耶稣。
And to know about our Lord Jesus.
从耶稣的身上我们认识父神。
That we can know our God, through our Lord Jesus.
这是基督徒的意思。
This is the meaning of Christian.
但是弟兄也是一个很好的名词。
But brothers is also a good name.
这个弟兄的意思是我从有一位同一的生命。
That we have the same life.
我都是从这个家庭出来的。
I'm coming out from the same family.
我都是从父母出来的。
From the same parents.
所以这个弟兄也是非常美的名词。
So the brothers is also a good name to be used.
所以人就宁可说，连称他弟兄，不要称他牧师。
So, there will be some who rather be called brothers than pastors.
哎，牧师给好像给其他的人一个区别呢，一个阶层。
And pastor, because there seems like there's a difference, there's a class difference.
但是我们说到弟兄姊妹的时候，我们就比较亲切。
But as we talk about brothers and sisters, it will be more close.
但是其实牧师是一个非常好的名词。
But actually, pastor is a very good name to be used.
这个牧师意思就是牧羊的人。
Because the pastor means is the shepherd.
他一定有一群的羊。
That he must have a group of sheep.
他非常的关心这个羊。
To care about these sheep.
他跟羊的关系。
And the relationship with the sheep.
他愿意认识羊。
He wants to know about the
sheep. 他讲的声音羊就听得懂。
And his voice will be heard by
羊也听懂牧人的声音。
The sheep will understand the voice of the sheep.
并且这个牧人是一个愿意为羊舍命的。
And this shepherd is willing to lay down his life for the sheep.
他不是看到这个羊跑走了，他也跑走了。
It's not that the sheep is running away, then he runs away too.
他不是看见那个这个羊有问题了，他就跑走了。
And not that when they see the problem with the sheep, that he will run.
他不是说那个狼来的，那个狮子来的，野兽来的，他就跑走了。
And he will not run away because the wolf is coming.
这个羊乃是他自己的。
And the sheep belongs to him.
这个羊乃是神交托给他的。
The sheep that was lifted to, given to him.
他不但愿意为羊舍命。
Not only he is willing to die for the sheep.
他也是认识羊。
And he also know the sheep.
羊也认识他。
And the sheep will know him too.
彼此的认识。
They will know each other.
这是一个非常非常好的名词。
And it's a very good name.
我在这里那个不是为我自己解释。
I'm not here to explain for myself.
因为有很多人辩论那个。
Because there were a lot of debates about.
到底要叫这个冯伯伯，还是冯公公，还是叫他冯牧师，还是叫他冯弟兄
？And you don't know to call Grandpa Phone or to call Pastor Phone or Brother Phone.
我常常就说都可以。
I always said, oh, whatever you want to call me.
那我想我现在也不在乎这个。
And I don't really care about that.
所以必须给弟兄姊妹有个解释呢。
So I want to explain to brothers and sisters.
但是是一个非常好的名词。
But it's a very good name.
所以在我们的这个节目单的上面呢，我们不用说冯国光牧师。
So in our bulletin, we did not say Pastor 冯国光。
有没有说？
Is that?
或者我记错了。
Or maybe I have remembered wrong.
但是前面的上面是说教会的会幕那个。
But then it did say that it's the pastor.
我就想来想去用什么名词最好。
So I was thinking about it, what would be the best name to be used?
我就真正就想到会幕。
And I thought about, okay, the pastor.
他的责任真是要牧养这一个教会。
And the duty is to shepherd the church.
他的责任乃是要认识这许多的羊。
His responsibility is to know all the sheep.
他的责任乃是要把这一群的羊 每一个一个的带到神的面前。
His duty is to take every single sheep to God.
每一个羊他都知道他的性格。
And every sheep will know about his character.
每一个家庭他都知道认识这个家庭的问题。
And he will know about the problems of each family.
他乃是要把每一个人的问题带到神的面前。
And he is to take the problems of every person to God.
他乃是要把每一个弟兄姊妹要带到主耶稣的面前。
He is to take every single brother and sister before the Lord.
不过我在这里要承认我的亏欠。
But now I have to admit of my shortcoming.
我想我没有办法认识每一个人。
I don't think I can know every single one of you.
或许说我不是一个好牧者。
Maybe you can say I'm not a good shepherd.
但是可能我就是一个雇工而已。
Maybe I'm just a hired hand.
我常常的有时候想到要离开这个地方。
And many times I have thought about leaving this place.
因为有困难的时候，我就觉得我应该要跑走了。
Because when trouble comes, I thought that I need to run away.
我若是早跑走，就觉得哎呀，冯弟兄已经在这里不错。
And if I have run away, then you say that it's good that Brother Feng is.
若是有问题，以后再跑走的时候，那个反而那个我的那个人就觉得啊，这个冯弟兄不大好。
But if I run away when there's trouble, then people say, oh, he run away because there's trouble.
但是我常常听见有一个微小的声音在我的心里。
But I always hear this small voice in my heart.
你若是跑走的时候，你就是一个雇工。
If you run away, then you are a hired hand.
你不是一个牧人。
You are not a shepherd.
弟兄姊妹，牧羊的人是一个非常要勤劳，要辛苦的，要看守。带领供应哪一个羊群
a shepherd he would have to be able to provide and to be a good shepherd and to lead the sheep
遇见难处的时候遇见狮子来的时候遇见哪一个羊迷失的时候必须要把它寻回来要把它夺回来要从狮子的野兽的口中来夺回哪一个受伤的羊
When difficulties come and when the lion comes, that he must be there to help the, to lead the sheep, to take the sheep out of the mouth of the lions.
那对不起，我就用这一点点时间，把我们的实际的情况，我的经历，给弟兄姊妹有一点介绍。
And I apologize to use this little time to introduce to you our experience here.
但是我们还是回到我们的主。是我们的好牧人。
But we need to come back that to our Lord that He is our good shepherd.
第一个，这个好牧人必须要成了羊的门。
And the first thing he needs to do is to become the gate for the sheep.
犹太人有两种的放羊的牧羊的方式。
And the Jews have two methods to shepherd the sheep.
一个就是要在羊圈的里面。
And the first wing is within the sheep pen.
羊圈的里面要一个门，要开一个门。
And with the sheep pen, there's a gate there.
有一个看门的。
And there will be a watchman.
是免得盗贼来那个偷窃那个羊。
So that the thieves and the robbers will come and steal the sheep.
但是看门的认识那个牧人。
But the watchman will know the shepherd.
羊也认识牧人的声音。
And the sheep will know the voice of the shepherd.
所以哪一个牧人把羊领出来以后。
So when the shepherd had taken out the sheep.
不但领出来圣经另外一个字说把羊放出来
and not only to lead them out it's kind of like take them outside
那放出来就是说牧人有一点的催逼羊要走一定的道路
and that meaning is that it pushed the sheep to go a certain way
当他领出来以后
so after he lead out the sheep
羊就跟着他
the sheep will follow him
他就在羊的前面走
He will walk in front of the sheep.
羊也认识他的声音
And the sheep will know his voice.
他能够把叫出每一只的羊的名字
And he will be able to call out the name of each sheep.
这是我自己的解释这是在旧约时代神牧养以色列人的方式
And this is how I understand in, how they shepherd the sheep in the Old Testament time.
可能弟兄姊妹不大同意
Maybe brother and sister you don't agree with that
但是我越读越觉得有两种的方式 一个主耶稣来以前的神牧养以色列人的方式。
But as I read more, I understand this more that before our Lord Jesus come, that one way to shepherd the sheep.
另外就是等到主耶稣来了以后，把羊领出来以后，从哪个羊圈的里面领出来以后，他又要前了羊的门。
And the other one is after our Lord Jesus come, he will lead the sheep out, and then he will become the shepherd for those sheep.
而这个时候可能就是没有一个羊圈。
And at that time, maybe there is no sheep pen.
可能天气很好。
Maybe the weather is very nice.
他就把羊领出来在那个草地上。
And he will take the sheep out to the pasture.
或者就靠近哪一个山边。
And maybe just alongside of the hill.
就把晚上就把羊放在哪一个山边。
And just keep the sheep there, on the side of the hill.
那自己他就牧人就躺在那个地上。
And the shepherd will just lay down there.
羊就从他的身上走过去。
And the sheep will pass by him.
他就一一的点数来他的羊。
And he will count each one of his sheep.
所以在这里就说，主也是说他是羊的门。
And that's why Jesus said he is the gate of the sheep.
那这里也主也是说他就是门。
And he said he is the gate.
但是他有个应许。
And then he has a promise here.
他是凡从门进来的。
And those who come enter through the gate
必然得救。
Will be saved.
并且出路的草吃。
And they will find pasture as they go in and out.
弟兄姊妹，只有一个门。
Brother and sister, there's only one gate.
没有别的门。
There's no other gate.
没有一个路可以靠着得救。
There's no other way we can have salvation.
在约翰福音十四章第六节，主也是说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不是借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
And John 14 says that I am the way, the truth, and life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.
他是门
He is the gate
他是道路
He is the way
他是真理
He is the truth
他也是生命
And he is the life
但是这一个门是什么门
So what is this gate then?
这一个门不是这一个门
It's not the door that we have there
弟兄姊妹我们不要你能信叫人信耶稣你进到这个门以后就可以得救
And don't just take people that if you come through this door you'll be saved
也是应许我们说凡从门进去的必然得救
And our Lord Jesus said if those who will enter through this gate he will be saved
这个门乃是得救的门
And this is the gate of salvation
所以使徒约翰特别的常常提起主耶稣的话语
So Apostle John always reminded us of our Lord Jesus' words
他说在约翰福音三章十六节说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得
And in John 3:16 he said, God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for those who will not believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
得救不是靠着一种的宗教你可以修行你可以得救。
To be saved is not relying on a religion that we can do.
得救也不是靠着守律法得救。
It's not by obeying the law.
得救乃是要记录主耶稣的门的里面我们就可以得救
Only by entering through the gate of our Lord Jesus then we
因为他既然带领我们出来
Since he lead us out
他也是要叫我们进入他的里面
He also want us to enter into him
这是第一个这个门乃是一个救恩的门
And this first thing the gate is the gate of salvation
第二个主耶稣应许说出路的草出
The second promise that they will find pasture when they go in and out.
我想从这个牧羊的人的身上走进来走过去都是非常自由的。
I think they are very free to just walking by this shepherd.
我们的主耶稣来拯救我们。
And our Lord Jesus came to save us.
他不是要控制我们。
Not to control us.
他不是控制我们的思想。
To not to control our thoughts,
甚至不是教条来控制我们
and not use all these rules to control us.
当我们传福音的时候
as we share the gospel,
我们不是说服人
not to persuade people,
我们乃是要把人带到主耶稣的里面
but to lead people to our Lord Jesus.
我们乃是把人带到主耶稣的面前
to lead people to before God.
如同那个安德烈带领他的哥哥彼得
Just like Andrew had taken his older brother Peter.
如同雅各，约翰带领他的哥哥雅各。
and John taken his brother James.
他说你们来, 我们已经遇见弥赛亚了。
He said, come, I have, we have already met the Messiah.
我们做事的时候, 我们靠着我们一套的道理, 去说服人。
And many times we use our own way to try to persuade
结果人又听,
people.
又模糊了,
and they are more confused after they listen to us.
其实神的福音非常的简单,
the gospel of God is very simple.
他就是告诉人说, 我已经得到弥赛亚,
to tell people, I have the Messiah already.
我已经接受,
I have already received my Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一个见证,
and this is a testimony.
这是一个传福音的基本的方式,
and this is the basic method to share the gospel.
我们的主耶稣乃是叫我们得自由,
and our Lord calls us to have freedom.
他乃是叫我们得着了释放,
to, so that we can be free.
我想多少的时候, 我们受我们自己的哪一个捆绑,
many times we are bound in bondage of our own things.
我们的思想的捆绑,
in bondage in our own thoughts.
我们传统的捆绑,
bondage in the tradition.
我们以往受的教育的捆绑,
and all these education we have.
我们做事的时候受了社会许许多多的捆绑,
and we are bound, have bondage with all these influence in the society.
我们做事的时候, 我们受了我们的需要里面的欲望的捆绑,
we are bondage because of the lust we have due to our needs.
我们不得不犯罪,
we have to sin.
但是感谢我们的神,
but thank our Lord.
当我们进入他里面的时候,
as we enter into him.
当我们得了他生命的时候,
when we have his life in us.
当我们得着了他复活的大能的时候,
when we receive the power of the resurrection.
主耶稣的真理, 主耶稣的福音乃是叫我们得着了释放,
the gospel of our Lord will free us.
所以约翰福音第八章, 约翰特别的讲到, 他说, 你们认识真理, 真理必叫你们得着自由。
So in John 8, he said that if you know the truth, the truth will set you free.
他说, 神的儿子若是叫你们得自由, 你们真自由了。
If the Son of God calls you to be free, that you are truly free.
以后, 保罗, 使徒保罗, 在哥林多后书说到, 在真理在哪一个地方, 哪一个地方就得着了自由。
And later on, Paul in Corinthians, he said, it's where the Holy Spirit is, there is freedom.
弟兄姊妹, 我们乃是要传这个自由的福音。
Brother and sister, we are to share the gospel of freedom.
我不是说你可以随便什么事都可以做。
I'm not saying that you can then do anything you want.
在基督里, 我们完全得着了释放。
But we are free in Christ.
我们从罪得着了释放,
we are free from sin.
从世界得着了释放,
free from the world.
我们也从自己得着了释放,
and free from ourselves.
但愿神恩待我们,
may God have grace on us.
让我们真正地说, 我愿意进入主耶稣的门,
that we are willing to say, I will enter the gate of our Lord Jesus.
这样的我们出入得罪的自由。
Then we will find pasture as we go.
诗篇121篇说, 你出里路, 耶和华要保护你。
In Psalm 121 it says, God will protect you as you go in and out.
从今时直到永远,
from this day for, to forevermore.
第三个乃是一个供应的门。
And the third, this is a gate of provision.
他说出路的草吃,
you can find pasture as you go in and out.
羊就是要吃草,
the sheep need to eat the grass.
羊就吃草就饱足了,
and they will be satisfied after they eat the grass.
我想现在有点反常了,
I think nowadays it's different.
美国那个物产太丰富了,
there's so much abundance in America.
这个特别在那个这个中部在北部那个黄豆太多了,
especially in the Midwest and the North side, there's too many soybeans.
那个玉米太多了,
there's too much corn.
这许多的东西要做什么呢?
Why, what do we need these for?
本来那个牛是要吃草的,
and the cattle is supposed to eat the grass.
羊是要吃草的,
and the sheep eat to eat the grass.
但是现在东西太多了, 所以就要喂黄豆喂玉米。
Now because they wear so much, they will feed them the soybeans and the corn.
所以我们那个在台湾的时候，或者在中国以前乡下，那个牛是比较瘦。
So in China and Taiwan and in that old days, the cattle is very skinny.
我们养鸡就放在外面去吃虫啊，吃草。
We just let them eat the grass and the bugs.
那个鸡也比较瘦。
And even the chickens are more skinny.
那个羊也是一样的。
Same, similarly with the sheep.
但是很多人从国内来的时候，他不吃美国鸡呢。
And but many people from China they don't like the chicken from America,
因为美国鸡太肥了。
Because it's too fat.
那个同样的，你吃这个羊肉跟吃牛肉跟以前是不一样的。
And if you eat the lamb and the beef, it's different from before.
我是以常常的一次回忆到那个。那个十几岁那个我那个小孩的时候
Try to remember when I was a teenager and a child
那个时候日本人占领我们的地方
The place was occupied by Japanese
所以我们就逃到内地山地去念书
So we ran to the hill to study there
哎，我就常常那个回忆到那个时候吃的牛肉非常的好吃
And I remember the beef then is very tasty
那个时候的羊肉非常好吃
and the lamb meat was very good
所以我就想到若是我去买一点小牛可能那个味道也跟以前一样的
so I was trying to think if I buy those the little cattle maybe the taste better
但是一直吃好像吃不到那个味道
but then I cannot find that taste anymore
因为那个牛羊都是吃畜料
because they eat differently
我们吃它的时候，我们就胆固醇太高了。
So now when we eat those, we will have high cholesterol.
他说出入的草吃。
He said it will go in and out and find pasture.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣，他带领我们进了他的门。
Our brother and sister, our Lord Jesus had helped us to enter into His gate.
他要叫我们得着了保护。
That we will be protected.
他要叫我们。得着了救恩
that we will have salvation,
他就叫我们免受许多的灾害
that we will not encounter all these,
我们在他的里面我们得着了安全
and then we will have safety in him.
他也应许我们说我们可以出可以入
and he had promised that we can go in and out.
基督徒不是那样的拘束
that we are not confined.
我们基督徒乃是非常活泼的
and we should be lively.
因为我们得着了基督里面的自由
Because we have freedom in Christ Jesus
我们在基督里面也得着了丰富得着了供应
And in Christ we have abundance
得着了饱足
And we will be satisfied
但是这一个饱足只能够吃草
But then in this satisfaction we can only have grass
我们常常跑来跑去
Many times we run around
我们有时候就跑到那个羊就天性常常跑到自己跑去觉得自己那个草是最好的
and sometimes just like the sheep in the nature they will run away and thought this grass is better
但是我们常常吃到毒草
but many times we ate the poisonous grass
有些东西不是对我们的属灵的健康有帮助
and many things is not good to our spiritual health
我们乃是真正的在主耶稣基督的供应的上面要得着了健康
We need to receive help from the spiritual provision of our Lord.
我们早上查经班的时候看约翰福音第六章。
And early in Sunday school, we were reading from John chapter 6.
主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
Those who come will not be hungry.
信我的永远不渴。
And those who believe in me will not be thirsty.
我们的心中是否有一个饥渴慕义的心？
Do we have a heart that will thirst for, long for the word?
我们是否我们里面还是一个虚空的？
Or we have vanity, emptiness in us?
我们许多的事情不能够安定下来。
Many times we cannot settle down.
都是因为我们没有得着了饱足。
Because we are not satisfied.
但是主也是应许我们说，我们出入的草吃。
But God had, our Lord had promised that we will find pasture as we go.
他必要供应我们的需要。
He will provide for our needs.
我想时间很快的过去。
And time had passed very quickly.
我想我是讲第二点，主耶稣说我是好牧人。
I want to talk about second point. Our Lord Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd."
好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd will lay down his life for
the sheep. 他必须要为羊舍命。
He must lay down his life for the sheep.
他必须要流出他的宝血来买赎了你我的罪。
He must shed his blood to redeem the for our sins' sake.
这是牧羊的职守。
And this is the duty of the shepherd.
我们看到阿摩斯 先知就第三章十二节说到，他从他的这个牧人就从狮子的口中抢出两条的羊腿。
And we see from Amos chapter 3 verse 12 how the shepherd will took the two legs out of the mouth of the lion.
他找那个抢出来一个半个耳朵。
And half a piece of the ear.
那个两个羊腿就给狮子已经吃了，那个半个耳朵有什么用呢？
So the lamb was already taken by the lion, just the two leg bones, you know, what is the use?
那意思说这一个牧人还是要尽他的职守，虽然有许多的危险，他还是要面对那个危险去帮助羊。
Saying that the shepherd had to fulfill his duty and then risk his life to try to help the sheep.
我们看到大卫在撒母耳记第十七章三十四节三十六节，大卫到扫罗的面前。
We can see in David in the book of Samuel, chapter 17, verse 34 to 36, and when as he come before Saul,
他就告诉扫罗说，他说我牧养我父亲的羊。
He told Saul that I am a shepherd for my father.
有时有狮子来了。
And sometimes the lion will come.
他就抢走一只的羊。
And he will take away the lion.
我要去把羊那个那抓回来。
And I will go and take the sheep back.
有时候那个狮子要吃它的时候。
And the lion will turn around and try to eat me.
他就把哪一个狼给或者狮子打死。
And he will kill the wolf or the lion.
这是说牧人的心态。
And this is the attitude of the shepherd.
也可以说不顾一切的危险。
To regardless of how difficult it is.
不顾一切的难处。
And how dangerous it is.
我们的主耶稣乃是要为你我的益处。
That our Lord Jesus will do for our best.
他来到地上的目的就是要为你我舍命。
The purpose that he came to this earth is to die for you and I.
我想没有一个宗教的教主他愿意为信徒舍命。
I don't think there's in any religion the chief will be willing to die for his people.
但是我们这位耶稣是我们的救主，他乃是为你我的罪被钉在十字架上。
Yet our Lord Jesus, he's our Lord, and he's willing to die and be on the cross for us.
虽然魔鬼用许多的方法来攻击他。
Even Satan used many methods to attack him.
阴间的权势来侵害他。
And to come with the power of the Hades.
但是他仍然的来是要为羊舍命。
But yet he will still die, lay down his life.
我有时候就有时候看看要去改变一个人的时候，我就觉得非常灰心。
And many times I was discouraged when I tried to change a person.
但是我再回想到主耶稣他跟我不一样。
But I think our Lord Jesus is different than I.
我记得 Mary Teresa 说一句话，说若是主耶稣在十字架上看见这许多反对他的人，他可能要从十字架上跳下来。
And I think that Teresa, she said something, if I would be on the cross, but if I see all these people, then I would just jump down from the cross.
但是他仍然的愿意为这整个世界上的罪人那个舍命。
Yet our Lord Jesus is willing to die on the cross for all the sins of the world.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他是为我们舍命的主。
He's the one who laid down his life for us.
他是愿意为羊舍命。
He's willing to lay down his life for the sheep.
在马可福音第四章十四五节。
In Mark chapter 10, verse 45.
当门徒彼此的争论伟大的时候，
When the disciples was debating who is the greatest,
主耶稣说一句话，
And our Lord Jesus said one phrase,
人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve,
并且要舍命做多人的赎价，
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
我自己常常觉得惭愧。
And I was ashamed many times.
到底我要服侍人，还是要人来服侍我？
Do I want to serve others or have others serve me?
现在的情况有点完全的转变。
And the situation has changed a little bit now.
我需要人来服侍我。
I need people to serve me.
所以我觉得实在是不配。
And I feel like I'm not worthy.
我不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
I'm not to be served. I want to serve others.
现在我要变成，我要人服侍，我不是要服侍人。
And now I become that I need to be served, and rather than serving others.
但愿神恩待我们。
May God have compassion on us.
在我们的当中要兴起很多他的器皿。
To raise up instrument that He can use.
要兴起他所需要用的人。
To raise up people He can use.
真正的有像耶稣的话一样。
Just like our Lord Jesus' words.
他来不是要服侍人，不是要被人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
He came not to be served, but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to die to become ransom for many.
感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
他在十字架上所流的宝血。
The blood that He has shed on the cross.
他把我们带进了至圣所。
He take us into the holy of the holies.
他乃是给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And He had opened up a life and new way for us.
这一条的路乃是从幔子经过。
And through the veil.
这幔子就是他的身体。
And the veil is His body.
最后，我们的好牧人他认识他的羊。
And finally, our shepherd know his sheep.
他的羊也认识他。
And his sheep will know him.
他在这里说，正如他认识父，父认识他一样。
He said, just as he knows the Father, and the Father knows him.
我们说，我们怎么样认识主？
And sometimes we say, how do we know the Lord?
实在说起来，乃是主先认识我们。
In reality, our Lord knows us first.
所以在加拉太书第四章第九节说。
So in Galatians chapter 4 verse 9 it said.
他说既然认识神，更可说是神，是神所认识的。
He said, but now that you know God, but rather are known by God.
我们怎么样认识神？
So how do we know God?
神怎么样可以认识我？
And how can God know us?
在哥林多前书第八章第三节说，若人爱神，这人是神所认识的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 3 it said, but the man who loves God is known by God.
我们怎么样可以认识神？
So how do we know God?
那个提摩太后书第二章第十九节说，神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说，主认识谁是他的人。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19 it says, nevertheless God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription, the Lord knows those who are His.
在约翰福音十六章十三节，主也是应许说，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引你们明白真理。
In John 16:13 it says,When He, the Holy Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth.
在约翰福音第一章第一节到第四节，特别第四节说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
In John, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, especially on verse 4, he said, all our fellowship in the Father with His Son, and it's in the light.And the light we have seen.
我想我有许许多多的话要讲的。
I think I have many words I want to say.
但是时间不够。
But we don't have time now.
我们的话语有限。
We are very limited in our words.
但愿圣灵再向我们说话。
May the Spirit continue to speak to us.
好牧人认识他的羊。
The good shepherd will know his sheep.
羊也认识他。
And the sheep will know him.
正如父认识子，子认识父一样。
Just as the Father knows the Son, and the Son knows the Father.
我们认识子主，因为主先认识我们。
We know the Son, the Lord, because the Lord knows us first.
我们爱主，因为主先爱我们。
We love the Lord because the Lord loves us first.
我有时候真的不敢唱说，耶稣啊，我爱你。
And sometimes I'm not able to sing, Lord, I love you.
若是没有主耶稣爱我，我不会爱耶稣。
If not because of our Lord loves me, I wouldn't be able to love him.
若不是主耶稣拣选了我，我不会拣选了他。
If not, he had chosen me, I would not choose him.
因为在创世以前，他已经在基督里拣选了你我。
Because he had chosen you and I before the creation of the world.
我们怎么认识主? 乃是在爱的里面认识主。
How do we know the Lord? It's in His love we can know the Lord.
我们若是爱神, 这里是神所认识的。
If we love the Lord, He is known by God.
除非爱, 神的爱, 除非基督的爱, 我们没有办法了解我们的主。
Apart from the love of Christ, we cannot understand our Lord.
第三个, 我们乃是在圣灵的里面认识我们的主。
And thirdly, we know our Lord through the Spirit.
最后我们乃是在他的生命的里面认识我们的主。
And finally, it's in His life we can know the Lord.
但愿神祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless His word.
我想我们还有一次看到主耶稣是大牧人。
And there's probably be one more message that He is our great shepherd.
但愿写一段的圣经印在你我的心灵的里面。
May this passage inscribe into your heart and my heart.
他是真的牧人。
He is the true shepherd.
他是好牧人。
He is the good shepherd.
他是大的牧人。
He is the great shepherd.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主, 我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
虽然我们的言语说不尽。
Even though our words are limited.
但是你借着你的话语, 借着圣灵在向我们说话。
But you speak to us again through your word and through your spirit.
虽然我们有时候说得不清楚,
even though we are not clear in what we say,
但是你自己在向我们说明,
but you will speak to us yourself.
主啊, 虽然有时候我们不晓得怎样在祷告,
even though many times we don't know how to pray,
但是你住在我们心里的圣灵替我们祷告。
But the Spirit who was in us will intercede for us.
你在父神的宝座也替我们祷告。
And you also intercede for us at the throne of God.
所以我们恭恭敬敬地都来到你的面前。
Father, we come before you respectfully.
我们说主啊, 求主向我们说话。
Lord, speak to us.
我们在这里说主啊, 求主与我们同在。
And we are asking you to be with us here.
我们也这样的在主的面前祷告说，主啊， 求主住在我们的心内。
And we also pray that Lord abide in our heart.
愿你的圣灵常常的启发我们。
May your spirit will reveal to us always.
愿你的圣灵常常的教导我们。
May you teach us always.
求主的圣灵来引导带领我们的路程。
May your spirit will lead us in our way.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.